Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
And as always, we look forward to this chat. How you doing there, Gav?
Hello. It's a good day. It's a good day in a good week.
Yes, it has been so far, hasn't it?
It has so far, yes, yes. I have heard it's supposed to get a little bit warm over a weekend, but for a lot of people, it's a long weekend.
Yes, it is. For some people, it is a long weekend. And this is a great opportunity for us all, Gav, on this long weekend, to get out in the garden and get our hands dirty, isn't it?
Well, it's the best long weekend of the year for that. It's at the perfect time in spring to do all those jobs around the garden. And there's so many things that you can do in your garden this long weekend if you're at home.
Okay. Now, if you want to list all these great jobs that we all should be doing this long weekend, what's the first thing we need to start with?
Well, the first thing, let's go from the lawn up. So the first thing is either top dress or feed the lawn if you haven't already. Let's do this job before it gets too hot into summer. So rake about 15 mil of top dress over the lawn or feed it with a good fertilizer. That is the first thing that you should be doing if you haven't done it already, because we don't want it to get any further into summer before you do. The second thing is mulching the garden. Now, again, I've always said over the years, I use daylight saving to remind me to mulch the lawn for summer, and guess what? It's this weekend. So this weekend is the best time to get in, do that 75 mil thick, mulch over the garden, and get that water, which is going to be in short supply, get it secured into the ground so that the ground doesn't dry out. Now, going on that too, again, a little bit from our talk last week, Searles, which is a really good garden brand, have brought out a fabulous product called Penetrade. Now, Penetrade is a granule product, comes in different size containers, lasts for 12 months. You can sprinkle it in your pots, your gardens, or even over those dry patches in the lawn. And Penetrade will do exactly what the name suggests. It gets the water to penetrate into the ground. So again, if you've got a pot where the water goes on the top and just runs over the side and doesn't sink in, or bare sections of the lawn that just don't seem to want to hold water, or even those dry gardens, Penetrade by Searles is a fantastic product. Once every 12 months, you couldn't have anything any easier. So that's the sort of thing that you could put down on your garden before you mulch, so that it really, really holds any of that valuable water in the spot that you want it, so that it doesn't take off where you don't want it. So that's a really, really important one for this weekend.
Okay, so how often did you say you would do that? How often?
Oh, once every 12 months.
Yeah, okay.
So again, if you use the trick of using daylight saving for your mulching, that would also then remind you to put this Penetrade on those vital areas that you need help with.
Okay, so it's from, you said from Searles, wasn't it?
It's a Searles product, yeah, called Penetrade. Comes in two sizes, a small box for those people that have just got pots, or maybe some little balcony gardens, or those veggie pods. And then it comes in a bigger 7-kilo bag for people that want to throw it over those areas of the lawn that won't take, or those areas of the garden that the water just runs straight off every time it rains, and that the water won't sink into the ground. It will make a huge difference. I've used it. It's fabulous. It works really well. It basically makes the ground act all of a sudden like a big sponge, so you literally don't waste anything. Really, really good product.
Okay, so I'll be heading out this weekend to get my Searles Penetrate. Sounds good, Gav?
Really, really good thing. And the other thing, of course, it's a perfect time of year to feed all those plants. Now, everything's emerging after winter. It wants to grow. A lot of things people are coming in with that are yellow, that need a bit of a feed up. They all want to grow, but there's no fertilizer in the ground after winter to help them. So it's a really good idea, just like the lawn, to get a couple of good handfuls. And I've always been a big one for organic fertilizers. I love a product by called 5-in-1. It's a pelleted product. You can get a liquid version, but there's a pelleted product. You put a handful round your plants, it's a really good product as well to put on at this time of year. Again, before it gets too hot, because you don't want to be burning plants in the heat of summer, fertilizing them. So fertilize them now and then fertilize them in autumn after the heat of summer's gone. So usually around Easter is a good time.
Okay. Now, speaking of fertilizing, and this is advice that you've given me in the last couple of weeks when it comes to liquid fertilizer.
Yeah.
You were saying the other day to me that if you can grab some liquid fertilizer like Power Feed or something like that, it's a sort of a seaweed solution and all that sort of stuff, and it's got some great elements in there as well. It's best if you can do that maybe every 2 weeks. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. It's because you're diluting it into a watering can. You're not using it wholly and solely solid. You're actually diluting a couple of capfuls into a watering can of water. Now, because you are diluting it, means you need to do it a little bit more often. Now, most of these products come out either as a pelleted form for those people that know for a fact they're not going to do that, or that comes in a liquid form for the people that know that they're going to be quite happy to do that every fortnight. Same product, just two different applications for the type of person that's going to use them. You know, some people are really good at remembering every fortnight that they've got to put this stuff on. Other people, they'll use it once or twice, and then the bottle goes into the cupboard and they forget it's there. That's where the pellets come in handy, because you only use them, well, pretty much once a season.
Yeah, okay. That's good advice. The thing that I've certainly come up with as far as remembering is concerned, what I've decided to do, Gav, is I've decided to put a note in my phone to make me aware that my next time that I have to go out and fertilise is, say, 2 weeks after the previous 2 weeks. So that sort of helps me out. And the other thing I suppose you could do too is you could write something on a calendar or something like that to remind you.
Oh, that's right. I'm still one of those people that loves to hang a calendar up in the kitchen, and I write everything on it.
Yeah, and I think that's some good advice as well. Is there anything else that we need to do over this long weekend?
Well, look, planting. Let's plant before it gets too hot. Things like if you want a hedge or a screen, don't wait till it's the middle of December and think, oh, I suddenly need a hedge. I suddenly need to block out the neighbours. Get it started now while we're still getting a few cool days in amongst it. Let's think of even veggies or herbs. Don't try and start them off in the middle of a whole 35-degree week in the middle of January. Start them now so they've got a bit of a go on. You know, plants always have about that first 4 to 6 weeks where they go into shock after they've been moved or transplanted. And you really want to avoid, that's when they feel the heat most, is in that first 4 to 6 weeks. If you can get plants through that, they're generally fine. So now, being a long weekend, fantastic time to plant just about anything, to be honest.
Okay. Now, as we said at the start of the conversation, that this weekend is going to be warm. And I think the forecast on Sunday, as you're saying there, is 35 degrees. Can I just ask you this question? For those people who want to attend to their gardens this weekend and they look at the forecast and they see a 35-degree day, you have two time zones during the day that's best for watering, don't you?
We do. Generally, we avoid between 10 and 2. So the best time to water is first thing of the morning. It is the best time you can possibly get some moisture into that garden. Now, afternoons are good as long as you do it before it gets dark. The one thing you never want to do is have plant foliage, especially wet all night after dark, because it'll sit there. You'll get, for example, roses will get black spot. You'll get all sorts of fungus diseases on things, just like what I used to call the wet bathroom effect. You don't want that moisture sitting on the foliage overnight. So first thing of the morning up till about 10, and then generally after 2, till sundown. So get that water in. If it's been a really, really hot day and you want to go out there and water, don't wait till the sun goes down. Do it before then so that there's a little bit of a breeze and the foliage dries out before nightfall. Otherwise, you will wake up to every disease and problem under the sun.
Yeah, okay, some great advice, and I know that you've certainly given me that advice over the last few weeks that you and I have been talking together. And I've taken
a big difference.
Yes, I've taken your advice, and I've got to say that my garden is going ahead in leaps and bounds, and I do appreciate your advice, Gav. I appreciate
that. That's exactly what we want.
Absolutely. Now, you guys have a wonderful website.
We do. We do our Lee Rowans website, www.leerowans.
And you have
a lot of information on there.
Yes, and you have two fantastic locations too, don't you?
We do. We do. Our main branch here at 381 Hillsborough Road, which is at the bottom end of Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, which is where I am most of the time from Sunday to Thursday. And then again, we have our fabulous branch on the Central Coast, halfway down between here and Sydney at a place called Arimba, 72 Pacific Highway. They have a wonderful restaurant, great spot to have a bit of a spell off the road, have a drink and have a wander around.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, enjoy the long weekends and hopefully down there at Lee Rowans you're nice and busy. And we're going to catch up with you next Wednesday at the same time.
We will. I shall look forward to it.
Thanks, Gav.
All right. Bye-bye.
He's a good man, Gav.